Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
I'm Mary Helen Miller.
Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. And in our top story today, we're going to talk about something new that's coming downtown. Mary Helen, imagine this. If you're standing downtown, maybe near a big river, near the aquarium, you're standing on the sidewalk.
All right.
You can picture that.
I've done that before.
You look up and you see over your head 10 or so people hanging off the side of a building.
I have never seen that before. What are they doing there, Mike?
Well, there's going to be a new climbing gym coming up next summer. The old Bijou Theater is being transformed. The people who own the gym plan to construct a 55-foot-high wall outside where people can scale the building. It's called High Point Climbing and Fitness.
Okay, cool. Who's doing this? Who's behind it?
Well, Carta actually owns that building. River City Company is developing the project. Four retailers are going to be there. High Point Climbing is going to be the biggest. And behind High Point Climbing are two guys named John.
John O'Brien and John Weigel.
Right. They're business partners. Actually, John Weigel was the first person I talked to for this segment, and I found out a couple of interesting things about him. He's a rock climber himself. That's why he wants to start this gym. Oh, yeah. He also happens to still be in college.
I've been going here to school at UTC. I'm a business major with an entrepreneurship focus, and I'll be graduating the spring of 2013.
This seems like a huge undertaking for a college student. Is he, like, really nervous about it?
No, he actually seems pretty copacetic about the whole thing. And the fact that he's opening this new gym, it means it's his chance to design his own dream gym.
It's been an amazing experience. I've learned so much. I've put a lot of thought into it myself. You know, I just sit in class and doodle, basically, and just try to express my ideas on the paper.
When High Point Climbing opens next year, he'll be the manager and part owner. His business partner, John O'Brien, is a healthcare entrepreneur. O'Brien is also an outdoor athlete like Weigel. That's actually how they originally met. They run on the Rock Creek Trail Race team and train for triathlons together. Weigel says sometimes he's out there running for 10 hours straight.
And it's quite a bonding experience if you run a 50-mile race together.
Can you tell me what it was like approaching him? Because I know when I was in college, I would have been terrified to go to somebody and say, hey, I'd like you to invest in this business. I know I haven't graduated yet, but I really think we could do this.
Well, he's kind of my mentor, so I've been working with him for a couple years. He feels like he can trust me, and I feel like I can trust him, and we have a great business relationship.
This is a big project, constructing the new gym. It's part of an overall $4 million renovation of the old Bijou site. The climbing gym will be around 17,000 square feet with walls for advanced climbers and children and amenities like they're going to have a yoga room and a party room.
And the huge outdoor wall on the Broad Street side of the building.
Right. A platform is going to be over the sidewalk. That's where the climbers are going to start. And, you know, there's that six-level parking garage over the old theater. People will climb all the way up to the top.
What else besides the gym?
Rock Creek Outfitters is going to open a new location there. Rock Creek will have about 3,800 square feet. And there's going to be two other stores there. Nobody's sure exactly what those are yet. That's what Kim White told me. Kim White is River City's president and CEO.
We're talking to several people. We want something. Of course, we're picky. We've waited 3 years for the right fit here, but that fits with that whole vibe. So I don't know if it's another outdoor type store, but that's what we'd like to see, and something retail oriented.
So how much money is River City investing in this whole thing?
$1.6 million. The money comes from downtown apartments that they used to own. They sold those apartments. Now they're putting the proceeds into this.
And why do they want to develop a climbing gym?
Well, they're doing that because they hope to make this new gym a destination for rock climbing, bring in both locals and tourists. Downtown workers could go climb on their lunch breaks, take a shower, go back to work. Tourists could visit the aquarium, then go rock climb.
Think about it. We have 55,000 workers right downtown, and it has something so accessible. And then you have 3 million tourists that come through our city.
And Chattanooga already has a reputation as a place to come rock climb. Seriously, I spoke to Amanda Fox, the destination's editor for Climbing Magazine, about that.
For those who like traditional climbing, Chattanooga is one of the best places for it.
You know how there's a triple crown for horse racing? There's also a triple crown for climbing, a very special type of climbing called bouldering. And Chattanooga has one of the championship locations, Stone Fort. Amanda Fox also says the weather here is good pretty much year-round. She says she's been out climbing in a T-shirt in December.
So the climate's another draw for rock climbers.
Yeah, and again, Fox says Chattanooga has got a lot of cliffs.
There's just a ton, and what's really cool is that it's all very accessible. Most of the places don't have long hikes.
Of course, that's outdoor climbing she's talking about.
Outdoors, on real cliffs.
Which isn't quite what you'll get with this new gym. High Point Climbing and Fitness is going to feature climbing on surfaces built and designed by humans.
So are artificial cliffs going to attract climbers from out of town, the same way Chattanooga's natural cliffs and boulders do?
That's what I was wondering. Fox says it's possible.
You know, here in Boulder, Colorado, we have 3 major climbing gyms, and in the winter, they just get sieged with climbers because it's often too cold here, you know, and it gets so dark so soon that every night after work or on the weekends, if it's, you know, if the weather's pretty bad, everybody goes inside. So definitely having a good gym, a large gym, you know, where you can train and climb inside when the weather doesn't permit is great. That's definitely a draw.
Rock climbing is a growing sport nationwide. Atlanta has at least 5 climbing gyms, and right now Chattanooga has 2 indoor climbing gyms, Urban Rocks and the Tennessee Bouldering Authority.
So there's a new gym being built here. What's different about it?
John Weigel says mainly the location.
The fact that we're in the heart of downtown Chattanooga, we're right on Broad Street, right across from Big River Grill. You'll be able to sit in Big River and watch people climb. You know, I don't think there's any other place in the South or even the country that you can have such an environment. Another thing is that our walls are going to be much higher, more expansive. We're going to have more overhangs, you know, challenges for all levels of climbers.
Yeah, and one thing that we think is so unique about this is the outdoor wall aspect of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're looking at it as a whole nother entertainment venue and can imagine seeing national climbing competitions and maybe blocking off Broad Street and having spectators come look at it.
So the new wall and High Point Climbing, that's going to be up next summer. Will you do it?
I think I will, Mike. I think I'm going to go down and
really?
Get back in the harness and, yeah.
You've done this before?
Yeah, a little bit. I like it. I haven't done it in a while, but I think it's time.
I will definitely be there to see that.
I'll be one of those 10 people dangling from the building that you talked about.
And until then, I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Mary Helen Miller.